Tzoy Shekayach to Rabbi Harari, points out something we talked about last time, Baruch Shekivanti, to Divi Harav. The Shachter, we spoke in terms of whether or not, in terms of the machlokas between Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Avnei Nezer, as to whether or not Melechas Mavir requires something to be consumed. Shulchan Aruch is assuming why would one need such a thing, as it can be, and the Avnei Nezer thinking, you know, he needs to have Arav means something needs to be burnt. Like mashal beer chametz, something like that, but the purpose is not to make a fire, the purpose is to actually burn the chametz, to consume it. So we pointed out, mehechetesu, that it should be dependent on consuming something. We pointed possibly to the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban on Daf Kufav as to whether or not, Rashi said Havara inherently is makalka, and if what you do with that therefore tells you that the chiddush in Havara that it's always going to be chayim anyway, but inherently Havara is makalka. To which the Ramban says, what do you mean? Plenty of people need Havara to make a fire. People could use fire for very constructive things. It's bishul for heat, whatever. So as we thought, maybe the machlokes Rashi Ramban was inherently what the malacha was. Was it making a fire? Was it consuming something? Consuming something is inherently destructive. Mashenkin, if the malacha is creating something, that was what we thought, the total of the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Avnei Nezer, the machlokes Rashi Ramban. I thought that was my own Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanti. Rari told me this in the name of the Rav. It's according to Shechter's notes on page Mem Tes. Mem Tes there. So it's good to know that thinking like somebody else. And of course that's relevant in terms of consumption, generally in terms of burning metal, which is what we're speaking about, is generally when you're dealing with incandescent light, it's not getting consumed. So and in terms of metal in general burning, it's not being consumed. If you needed that would be relevant. Okay, so we spoke in terms so far of that machlokas. We spoke of the machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether or not, in terms of Havaras Mateches, is it Havara or Bishol? It seems to be machlokas between the Rambam Ravid and Perek Yibbeis, Halacha Aleph. We try to set up that even according to the Ravid, who normally would think there's not Bishol, I'm sorry, that normally we think there would not be Havara passively, that by Mateches, or Shlomo Zalman thought, by Chashmal, by incandescent light, or Shlomo Zalman thought there was, they thought the difference being that in a regular fire, when I put a regular piece of metal into a fire, it doesn't make the fire any larger than it was. I think to answer Aviat's question from last time, it's just still the same fire with just a piece of metal in it. And it's the fact that it's on the fire, I didn't make more fire. It's just another thing in the fire. Masha Inkain, it's a little bit hard to understand. I'm not sure why this is so, but that's what he's thinking. Masha Inkain, when you light an incandescent bulb, in essence what you're doing is you're creating a fire, yesh me'ayin, so to speak. There was no fire until now I have a metal which is meluban because of the electricity coming through it, but there was no fire previously. So when I'm simply throwing a piece of metal into a furnace, I had a furnace until now, and I have a furnace which has a piece of metal in it, no larger of a fire. Now I have a fire which I did not have until now. That was Shlomo Zalman thinks that even the Ravid thinks in lighting incandescent light would constitute Havara. And on the other hand, and certainly he thinks for the Rambam he would. Ashenke and others could tell you that even for the Rambam it's not Havara. When I light metal generally, he says, only when I light it in order could they Litzarev, if I want to harden it, if I'm trying to change the shape, I'm trying to turn it into a kli of some sort, which certainly I'm not trying to do anything of the sort when I'm dealing with an incandescent light. It doesn't even change the source. And we asked, the Shlomo Zalman asked on that, Why would one care at all? You generally would say, Malach HaShem Yisrael HaGufa, the Rambam says it's Chayiv. So here, if I just, I'm doing the same thing for a different purpose, it should be Malach HaShem Yisrael HaGufa. So, the answer to that is I may not know why, but it's the Rambam still says it, first of all. Secondly, maybe you could be Mechalev between Avos and Toldos, in terms of that question, whether you pass Malach HaShem Yisrael HaGufa is Chayiv or Pater. It could be, and it could be in this issue, both the Avnei Nezer as well as the Keves HaMishnah, maybe for different reasons, suggest that even the Rambam thinks it's only Havara when it's Kedei Letzarei. Okay, that's where we add kind of from last week, and which we finished, though there could be distinctions within that discussion, whether or not Lemaisa it's Havara, as whether or not in the end of the day it turns into an Eish. Meaning it may not be Havara because it's Melech HaShem Yisrael HaGufa, and I'm putter for it, but after b'chein, the end of the outcome, it may still be an eish. So that's where we were, and now that's where we're headed.
Why is it Malach HaShem when you turn on the...
If it's not Kedei Letzarei. Oh. If it's not Kedei Letzarei, I mean, if it's not the... I'm still doing it, I'm still have full kavanah to do it, so I'm doing it for another purpose.
What about the Rambam?
So that's what I said, possibly Mechalev Yishin Obos and Toldos.
Is that for
those are machalek. I know that if he's the one who it is, then I know that those are machalek, so this would be possible.
Again, even if it doesn't count as Havara, you can still say it's Eish, correct?
If it doesn't constitute as Havara, but only for like a tech, for a Kavana Dika type of reason, that means the end of the day one could argue it still is Eish. But I just, I'm not chayef el Shabbos because I didn't. But for example, if Rachmanos on a fire, if Rachmanos on a fire started by itself, certainly it's an eish. And if I'd be machabit, then I'd be machabit, or would have other dinim of eish, whatever, if I'm a bashal with it, it's an eish, even though I didn't light it. But just, I'm potter for it because I didn't light it. So here also, I'm just potter because of whatever reason. I'm potter because I didn't have kavanah to do it. But because of lachas machsever type of purposes. But it still could be an age.
So what would be the practical nafkamina between
whether
Bishul or
Havara? Let's go right now. Okay, that's where we're going to go right now. So now, what nafkamina would there be if it's Bishul or Havara? So of course, so if you can't do Mivashul on Shabbos, you can't do Havara on Shabbos. So, by the way, in the sheets that you have, it's starting with the piece Kibbutz Mateches. So I just printed up some new notes for myself, but it's probably on page 2. Kibbutz B'Matach, the bottom of page 2. That's that discusses that, okay, generally in metal, if Shlomo Zalman believes, this is where his starting point is, that even if you'll tell me there's Havara, maybe a kibbutz will still be different. So first of all, there's one point. Clearly there's going to be a difference if you hold there never was Havara here. If you hold, there's only going to be Bishul. So in terms of the opposite, if there's Havara, if I consider this whatever I'm dealing with to be an age, then it would be Shayach to speak of a kibbutz. I could put out a fire. However, if all I did was be Mavashalit, which is what the Raibit seems to say, the Mechora, there shouldn't be Shayach at all, a problem, at least on the Raisa level, whatever, in what we're talking about right now. There shouldn't be a problem of Kibbutz. There's no problem taking a pot, taking the pot of soup off the fire. I am stopping its Bishul. Obviously, there's no Kibbutz in such a process. So the more one would believe that all I'm doing in terms of metal is just Bishul, the inverse would not apply, taking something out of the fire. So Shlomo Zalman thinks that at the outset, let's say I'm dealing with a regular metal. This is whatever I'm about to say is could be debated and needs to be thought about more. But he says that whatever I'm going to say about Havara in metal, he thinks no matter what, it probably shouldn't be Shayach Kibbutz in a regular metal. Why? Because this is the point you could debate a little bit, that when I'm dealing with metal, at best I could say is it gets a lit with a fire, but it never becomes a fire gufa. It's read what he says there, and I think it's Tshuva Yud Beis, Nechash Lomo. Te'ena matach ashayach lios mevor. Im kein lo have elo kimoneya ha'esh mila hamshech. Dahainu. I'm going to take a piece of metal out of the furnace. So the only reason it's going to remain, until now, remain glowing is because it was in the fire. The minute I took it out, it's going to retain a little bit, and gradually that heat's going to wear out. It's going to wear off, but it's not the pshat that the fire is in it. Masha Enkein, he believes, when you're dealing with a piece of wood, the piece of wood is actually burning. The piece of wood, I'm going to take the piece of wood out. The piece of wood is going to continue to burn. And I'm going to have to do something to the piece of wood in order to, I have to put it, cut off the oxygen supply, cut off its, put water on top of it, do something to the piece of water to do that. Here, I'm just being marked from the fire. It never really was. The only reason it's burning right now is because it's still in the fire. The minute I took it out, it's like a continuous, the fire is continually being put into it, and I'm just taking it out from what's being put into it. That's the way he views a regular piece of metal. Therefore, he thinks it's not shayach kiboy at all. And I'll show you a Pesach for this, and this type of idea is already rooted in the Gemara. Yeah.
Doesn't the Rashi say about the time of elimination? Doesn't the Gemara say ishim olamish?
Shall have this angle map. What do you mean? Therefore, why?
So, you can't see the wood is a fire. Fire is not the wood and the fire.
In as much as we're speaking of in terms of creating a fire, here the malacha is creating fire.
Right. I mean, isn't the fire itself is just what the Rashi calls avir nasadolik besorif. The wood is not fire, and any more than metal is fire.
You're extinguishing something from the. The wood is something which is dolig. Say it again. The wood is.
The Rashi in Bava Kamma says lashon to the effect of it's avir shenase dolig besorif. That's the definition of fire.
Right.
So whatever fuel is allowing it to happen, but it's not.
So when I'm being marchik this dover from it, so lemaise, I have something which is very hot, mm-hmm. Right? It never took on the tzchuna of anything else. It never the fire, the metal itself never became fired, so to speak. Whatever that word would be, it never became, like, so to speak, on fire. The best you have, and all you're doing is being marchik. It doesn't continually happen. So you're not extinguishing anything when that happens. You're not doing anything to the original fire, and it never received that.
No, I guess it's still the same problem as
Leslie. That's the same problem. It's the same problem. Why is the metal itself not a fire? Why is he not looking at the metal itself?
Right.
Right. It's something which. Masking. That we're still bothered by the same problem, but I think he thinks you never really created a new fire. Right. That's his. And the minute you take it out, it's going to go out. It's going to go right out. That's why I think he thinks that. It's not going to continue to rejuvenate itself in that way.
I mean, because the metal itself doesn't carry the chemical reaction that will create the
exactly.
light as opposed to wood.
Exactly. Right. The wood will continue to burn. Exactly. That's why he thinks that's so. It's certainly not Moch. But that's what. Anyway, this is all rooted, and you could explain this Gemara in other ways. The Gemara on Daf Mem Bei speaks of the following. That if there's a Mechabin, Amar Shmuel, Mechabin Gachelish al Matachos Bishas Arabim, have a low gachelas shall eat. There's a coal sitting there in the middle of just a rabbim, and in general, to be a good Samaritan, they say you're supposed to be I'm supposed to remove hezek a rabbim. There's going to be something which could damage the rabbim. I'll get this on. People, I know my father's against it. The people, you know, if you see the newspaper, you know, the things they wrap newspapers with, people, you know, it's like a circle people could trip on. So if you want to move them from the, if you want to remove them from the rabbim, it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. Anyway, so the Gemara speaks of being meiser and mechshol from the rabbim. So mechaben gachela shal matepa the rabbim shal shal yezuku rabbim v'lo gachela shalays. So I, so what's the difference between gachela shalays and gachela shal mateches? So based on that, the one could argue the case that there's less of a gachela, there's less of a kiboy when I'm dealing with gachela. That's one hesber. This Gemara will explain why and what way there's less of a kiboy when I'm dealing with gachela shal mateches as opposed to bishel eitz. Whether it be there's none or something, we'll have to analyze that a bit more right now. But that's the Pesach to say that there's going to be some difference. So Rashi explains the difference is because there's no issur d'oraisa in kiboy of a gacheles, and therefore Hezekiah Rabbi we're not goes in misham shvos. That's the Rashi there. So that would be a pesach to say very huge thing along the lines we're saying. However, Rashi later on tones it down. The Gemara seems to repeat it later on kof lamed dalid, and there it's a malacha shini tuich l'guf avart because a gacheles shal matefes. When I put out a fire of Eitzim, then I made a charcoal. I made coal. I made pechem, which is now going to be able to be reused. I can now make a barbecue with it, and that's going to be a problem. And that's the malacha hatzricha legufa. It's Hezekiah Rabbim. Hezekiah Rabbim. There are those. That is part of the discussion. We may be more Hezekiah Rabbim. This Torah that maybe we're more. We consider that more easily to be readily to be considered a sakana, but these poskim seem to be working with regular, or closely regular dinim of stam hezekiah rabbim, without sakanas per se, and maybe even welchashim seluf was a little bit more chomer than stam other drabanans. Maybe there's a bit more than other being matzah drabanans for hezek. It's a borderline sakana, but it's not a full fledged sakana. So Rashi there's a melachah shini tzrich legufa. However, the Urayim, Aslam Achronim try to deny this, but the simple pshat of the Urayim and my Urayim is Amud Kuf Ayin Gimel. But when he's speaking about melachas havara and kiboy, he says that he sees from this gemara the kashem shaleka kiboy b'matachas kach leka havara b'matachas. If I'm dealing with metal, he showed the reason for this is there's no ash. There's no havar, there's no kiboy, mamela. The whole thing is a different, there's a different type of chefta. It's a different, the whole thing is not shayach at all. See the footnotes there, I'm trying to deny it, but that is the Urayim's opinion. Alternatively, another way, but it's another way, so far in explaining that Gemara, which says gachela shamatach is different than shalates is that either it's malach hashini shichluch levard, or in other words, really it inherently is an age, but a problem of malach machsheves of some sort, or is it a problem of that it's just not the reason why it's not an age? This is no havara, there's no kiboy. That's the Urayim. On the other end, is a fascinating Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma that explains the difference between Eitz and Mateches in a completely different way in the following fashion. It says the difference is that a Gacheles shel Eitzim cannot be the same Sakona wouldn't apply, the same Hezekiah Rabbim wouldn't be Shayach. Why? You'd see it! So those Yishonim said the Gacheles shel, what if fire beware, if everyone knows. You don't have to put up a big sign. Oh, there's a fire. Stay away. Everyone sees the fire. They walk away. It looks like any other piece of the mateches on the ground. You have to tell somebody, this is hot. Stay away. So, which is interesting for the following reason. Because, number one, it's interesting for our purposes. It's saying that b'sod hadvarim, there's no difference between gachela shel eitz or shel mateches. Mateches also seemingly would have the same dinim of Eish, and there's no difference in terms of its status as an Eish. Ume Idduch, though, that some Achronim point out in the Tosfos Yishonim, that is that so glaringly obvious Chereg Achelas Shel Matechet is not Nekar. Meaning, Dahainu, one would have thought that maybe there's a shiur for when a Gacheles of Shel Matechet, if it would be considered an Eish, would be considered an Eish. And that would be a Gacheles, which is Maluban. If it's a glowing coal, would be Nekar. Dahainu, one wouldn't put their hand on a stovetop when you see that it's on. If you see that it's on, you realize that it's, you see the metal glowing, you realize that it's hot. So I'm not sure that's mochuch, but like I say, the gacheles shel matechus could be something which is covered up more, and you could probably could be hidden. But there are those who make that point that maybe even considered an eish even before it becomes glowing. Anyways, that's a pasuk in terms of kiboy. General, simple pshat is there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid as to whether or not this should be kiboy or not. There's a possibility that even if it's havara, it still wouldn't be kiboy. That's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman possibly thinks in a regular mateches. But this will finish one last point with Rosh Hashanah Zalman before I get back to that's what within a regular piece of metal. Rosh Hashanah Zalman continues. He is very, very adamantly against anyone trying to turn on or off the old incandescent lights and thinks he's full, it's full-fledged Eish, therefore he thinks it's full-fledged Havara, it's full-fledged Kiboy. I just said a second ago that even for the Ravid, Matachas wouldn't be Kiboy. So it's for the same reasons he said until now. It says, when I would take out a piece of metal from the fire, I'm not doing anything more to the fire. Fire was the same fire, and the piece of metal is just going to glow, is just going to go right out. So that's not kiboy, I'm just stopping the continual fire. Masha Einkein, he argues, and this again, very highly debatable, he thinks when I'm dealing with chashmal, then, again, there was no fire until now. Before it was on, I turned it on, now the filament is starting to glow. So now I created an Eish, so to speak, Eish Me'ayin. So that, he thinks, would be Havara. Now, in terms of turning it off, it's very different, he thinks, when you're just simply pulling something out of the fire and it's just going to go out by itself. But here, I'm basically cutting it off from its source of fire. It's going to go off immediately. And he thinks, he sees it more alike. This is, again, very, you have to see it this way. I'm not just pulling something out of the fire, but I'm pulling, here what I'm doing is I am taking the fire from within this gacheles, which is the only fire that's existing here, and removing it away. Why one would be machalik to me is a little bit schwer. So the simple material, I would think that this ner shel chashmal should be no different than any other. Chutienias daiti should be the same as any other eish if you believe that it was eish in the first place. Now, my nafkamina, you ask what whether it's an eish or not in terms of besides kiboy. So it should have many other nafkamina, not so much in terms of malachos, but it should affect many other dinim. First one being that the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer already was one, he wrote the Haskama for Shlomo Zalman on his Morei Eish, and he was very adamant this shouldn't be discussed in public. He was afraid that people would misunderstand it. That was something I mentioned before. But besides that, he thought, of course, that it's an Eish, and Ad Kedei Kach was he so adamant and so sure that it was an Eish, he wanted to be Mevarech to make people on the Abdullah to show people that this is an Eish. This is the Gadol Adar says Borei Me'Eish on it, and Stalma that means it's an Eish. Lahotzi Mehamar Sham, who already earlier had said, very good, had said that because it wasn't Dumya de Mishkan, it wouldn't be an Eish. That part is per se that the one we'd be working with. We're working with other ideas besides Dumya de Mishkan. It may not have the qualities of an Eish. Besides the Dumya de Mishkan, it may not consume things, it may not become part of the metal the same way. that's the word, the word trying to develop besides the Domir the Mishkan. So, we should note that this is not that simple. Shlomo Zalman even so he believes this, and he says maybe it should be dependent on the Rambam Ravid, first of all. And secondly, the Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, he's dealing with using an electric blanket. This is Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Nun. He thinks the lo havi kavara of eish mishum the lo neveris. It doesn't get consumed. And he quoted the Magen Mishnah we spoke about once before, the Lekha Bishul B'davar Sheneveres Lagamri. He thinks the reason, the teres of the Rambam to the Ravid, is that since you're trying to burn something, Mimela is not going to be Bishul. Whenever it's Havara, it's not going to be Bishul, because if you're trying to consume something, consuming is not Bishul. Like as we gave the example, when you burn your Chametz, on Shabbat, if you burn your Chametz, are you over Bishul? Are you over Bishul at the same time? You're not being mabashal the chametz along the ofer the chametz along the way. No, you're burning it. And mela, you don't say at this point it's well baked, and then it's very very well baked. You burnt it. And then he continues, "Ein chashiv kineveris v'tzila shal chashmalki v'davidavka achar zman ha'einu nekar d'niv d'niveris klal." He says, "It never gets consumed." Havar, I think it's. Oh, I'm sorry. It's my harbe at this point. He said, "Don't tell me that an electric light gets consumed. If it doesn't, eventually it wears out." He says, "No, that's not consumption. It's just as we spoke about a few weeks ago. That's oxidation. That's a process which happens over time. That's not considered to be a problem of in terms of eish at all." And furthermore, Reuven Shlitoi told me that Rav Moshe actually didn't think that this was Eish. He agreed with Chaim Moser. He thought that you could not say Bori Moresh on Ner Chash Ner Shel Chashmal. I'm told there's Sephardi. I'm told there are other posts people think maybe you can't because of the bowl, because of the glass. They say it's an ashoshes. Okay, it's a different part. This is fundamentally. This may not be fundamentally. It's not considered an age to say this bracha upon. Another very similar type of issue, which is spoken about, is in terms of we know on Yom Tov. It is, of course, forbidden to create a new ish. Even though, of course, probably midrash, and most poskim say this is only nisid rabbanon, but it's forbidden to be molded in ish. You can't light a match on Yom Tov. So, of course, one can only use an pre-existing ish to be mavashal or to whatever tzrachim they have. So, the Mishnah Brura already says, it is aser lahotzi gafror, meaning a match, bibarzel cham melubon biyontif, misham eser molid. In other words, he thinks that you're not allowed to, the mission tofkof beis dalin hilchos yontif, that one cannot light a match using a metal which is melubon. Even though it would be able to light it, it's the point of the hot metal would be able to ignite the match. But that's not, apparently, it's not yet considered an eish in order to light from. However, Rav Moshe, in the Tshuva Sbin, Yerideya, Beis, Ayin, Hay, was Mekel there. So was Rav Yashiv. This was all quoted in the Shvus Yitzchak. The Shvus Yitzchak, we'll probably quote him more next week. We'll get to next week, Mitzvah Hashem. But the Shvus Yitzchak is a Sephardi posek. Yitzchak Darzi was Meshamish Gedol Le'olam. Meshamish Shlomo Zalman is Meshamish. He spent a lot of time with El Yashish Zatzal. And he quotes his Tzokim. And he quotes many issues he's usually more machmir, but in this position he quotes Rav Yasha that he was mekel. He quotes Rav Yasha that he was mekel in terms of lighting on yontif from a metal.
It's not against except cipher.
So I don't know. I'm not sure why against the that's the Mishnah Berurah.
Oh yeah,
well, yeah. Why is it not against the Mishnah Berurah? I'm not sure. Unless he thinks Matefes is unless he thinks Chashmal is different for some reason. I'm not sure why he.
So here he's lighting it from not from the stove.
From the yeah.
That's
how it says
to be red hot.
If it is red hot, then he allows it.
Even
if it's Chama Luban, it has to be red hat, that's his word? If it's red hat, then you master it, maybe that's the word, as long as it's red hat. Okay. Even if it's in the Luban, I thought he even asked it even if it's Maluban. It's a red hat.
I thought
good. Maybe that will have to check that again. Good. If that's the case, then that would be bad. I'd be very surprised if they're arguing on the
Mishnah. So, what you're saying is.
I'm just saying that, so even if it's Maluban, it's a little Kiddush. And for these poskim, right? That seems to go against. So that's what I. That seems to go against. Or Sinan Bar Moshe. I don't know. We don't know where Shlomo Zalman held about whether it's. Whether Yashid held whether it was Eish. I thought he did assume that it was Eish. I don't know. But in terms of Moshe, he was clear. So how could he say that you could light it? So I asked Mr. Reuven. He said, he told me he thought as long as there's something there, that's enough for this purpose. That was what he something along those angles. As long as it may not even be to consider an age, you're not lighting the CH may I, it's not like a match. For this purpose, I would probably add on this is an Isidra Banon, then he'd say it's not coming CH may I, and so he was more makel in that area. But
it's not Nicker, maybe. It's only Molly Midrabanon, it's not Nicker that it's.
Could be. That's why, as long as something which is there to begin with. That's what he thought. That was the language which he used. To explain Rav Moshe's Shita. So another nafkamina which comes out of this, which should come out of this, is in terms of muktzah. How do I view an electric light which is on? A flashlight. A lamp. Could one move it? So this is the anniversary command. Last year, I think the psalm were going around when people didn't have regular lights, and could you move around the flashlight on Shabbos without it, during a blackout? Almost everybody was makel, but for different reasons. So it should very much it should start out depending on this very very question. Maybe other reasons why do we makel anyway, but at least it starts out. It sets itself up. As this very question, we know, for example, the Gemara tells us that there's an iser to be a ner with a shal heves, and it's also to be moving the whole thing. It's even usher to move it even once it goes out. To move, we do all types of tricks with the lechter in order to want to move the table the lechter is on, whatever, in order to be able to move it once it goes out. Certainly, it's also to you to move when it's on. So would I apply the same thing to the lamp? So, Rabbi Yashiv quoted in the Shvasi Yitzchak, quoted in Ashri, the Marmal comes there. He says, yeah, he thinks an electric light is. He thinks it's considered an age, and therefore it's muktzah. Therefore, you can't move it. Everything follows from there, and therefore, once when it's on, you can't move it. And probably even when it's off, he doesn't spell that out there, but that's what should follow. However, other poskim, let's play this out. So Rav Moshe, he's quoted in the Sefer Tzoltulei Shabbos, we know as the Muktzah book, or Badnes Muktzah Sefer, in Shelo Yer Aleph, says that you would suspect, based on everything we just said, that it should be mutter. Based on it's not considered an age, it's basically it should be mutter, which is basically what he says. However, he says you still shouldn't move it. What does that mean? He says the following word. What does that mean? He says the meikar din it's mutter. Aval kivon yesh or shel ner the oster betiltol yesh lesler dan benera lechri kivon the oster lechlufe. It's too similar to a regular ner lachain. But therefore, since Meikra, then it's Mutter. I imagine, number one, first of all, we're not going to create such an Ister, number one, a situation of Tzorech, like a blackout or something like that. Or someone who probably, I imagine, welcome Tzorech, we probably wouldn't create such an Ister. It's not like a Gzeirah of Chazal with his little plug or anything like that. He doesn't say that, but I would imagine. And secondly, what's that?
Tzorech Gufo.
No, but this would be...
It's not a klish mafla Ister, it's what's an assassin.
Yeah, this.
I thought he said it was a
klish mafla Ister. Oh, yeah, so I'm saying, besides that, right, he's saying besides the... Right, that's just qualify, of course, even when we're saying that it's not muksa machmas gufa, which is the issue we're talking about, muksa machmas Ister or whatever, or something like that, apal pichein, it's still not going to be heter gomer, it's still chor klish mafla Ister. Which needs to be further explained, but that's when we talk more about the muksa and yana, this maybe we'll talk about that. But usually in these cases you're going to be moving it litzorach gufo mekomo dahainu. Someone wants the lamp; it's over there on this side of the room, and you want to use the lamp on that side of the room. You want it this room and those, or you want a flashlight, whatever, if it's something of the sort. So it's, or vice versa, you want the lights in this room, and the lights bothering you in this room, so you need them. The space of the light is going to be a little more conceptual. How about if the lamp's not bothering you, but the light's bothering you? So that's the makomo. That's a little bit more later thing. Could I move that? Could I consider that letzorach makomo? That's not as pashut. But it's okay. That's the most shaila, which is not for right now. But in terms of the age, basically, Rav Moshe is makel, and therefore he goes further. We wouldn't apply migo duskatzoy leben hashmosh duskatzoy lekolayoma for that very reason. It's not really mufsach. When it's lit, it's too similar. Therefore, you shouldn't. So fundamentally, he doesn't consider it as an ish, and he's pretty consistent, except for lighting a match for Midan Yantif. That's in terms of, and finally, Shlomo Zalman, even though he does believe it's an ish, it's quoted in Shmini Shabbos this way, as Chuvah this way as well, that he believes, even though it's an ish, Mikra Din, you could still move it. Why? Because Eino Dome, this ish, not all ish are created equal for this purpose. That this is, it's one thing, an ish of a Shalheves. An H of a Shalheves, he has a whole arichas, thinking why that's Osir. It's printed, they have it here on the sheets, if you want to look into it. But what probably part of the word is, at least, it's Shalheves is Holech Mischalef me Omud Rishon Lebez Legemel. It thinks that Shalheves means it's constantly changing yourself. Shalheves is a different one. I'm sorry, this Shalheves, and a moment later, something else. Masha'inkain here, it's the same piece of metal the entire time. It's the same piece of metal which is it's a different electrons, but it's the same, right, whatever electrons are. But, in terms of, he thinks that there's no such thing as an Amud Rishon and Amud Sheni. It's a different type of the concept than a Shalheves, being that there's no, he thinks, let me put it this way, the main thing which is also to move is a Shalheves, here there's no Shalheves. That's his, to make a long story short. The other thing to talk about in terms of other mitzvot, in terms of their Shabbos, is it's... in terms of their Shabbos, is I would think if you would have asked me, again, Maker as in, I would think you could probably consider it to be, you could probably also in your Shabbos with it. I have greater people than I who are mafakbek on this. So Moshe was quoted as saying you can't. He's quoted in Rabbi Yatsev, he's quoted in Sefer, that Moshe is saying that you probably can't. And even though there it's hard to know, who says you need an Eish? Or there you need light. Or maybe there's a din of a tzura of the mitzvah. It has to have a certain way that's different than a tzura of a regular, whatever a regular ner would be. And maybe a shayach to ner Chanukah as well. But one
include, yeah. Oh, it's not counted as light. Flashlight?
Say it again?
Ish, but not light. Perhaps it's ish, could be said, but it's not light.
The opposite. It's light, but not ish. It's definitely light. Light is. But Shlomo Zalman said it's age, but it's not a Shalheves. Shalheves is another.
You can use it for
a Lokas Neret? In theory, for a Lokas Neret Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right? Who says you need a Shalheves? I mean, you have to ask these things, you have to analyze in each case what you need, what it is, and what you need. But in theory, mehechitesi, you should need these things. Choro, you did have ner shabbos, you shouldn't shalom bias. I don't know what a ner is. A ner, it doesn't say anywhere it has to be eish. One thing which is lamazam, which gets very interesting into this discussion, is in terms of, this is one thing he is makbid for, that this is something we'll get back to more in the future, is to what degree did I light a ner in as much as this ner is going to be dependent on some external source. Meaning, this is not going to stay lit. That light, make believe, was a make believe that's a real incandescent light. Probably not, but make believe it's a real light. It's only going to stay lit because we're getting electricity from Con Ed someplace. So if Con Ed would decide that they don't want to give it to us, or they wouldn't keep churning their machines, then it wouldn't produce that anymore. So that will play itself out in many different areas. To do a maisa, how long does your maisa last? The fact is it's going to depend on something else. So in this issue, did you light a ner Hanukkah, which is going to last a half hour? Did I light a ner Shabbos, it's only going to last a minute. And it's not going to do anything. I didn't continually light it. It's not like the regular Nebuka Yosef, the famous Nebuka Yosef from Avakama, where once I light it, I light a fire and it continues. Here, this is not going to continue. So that is far or not, Rosh Hashanah is more makel if I have a battery pack, or a self-made generator, where basically it's all Mineu Bay. That's something, that's as far we're going to get back to what degree does it matter if the electricity is coming from somewhere else, in terms of Gidrei Maisa, in terms of what I have Mineu Bay. So that is the bulk of what I wanted to talk about in terms of this. What I wanted to lead this into, by the way, is the last point I wanted to put, most of the lights we have right now are now LED. LED is light emitting diode, that which is basically, it just emits light, it's only light, there's no heat at all, there's nothing similar to a fire at all. So none of this is shayach at all. In terms of fluorescent lights, most people can say it's not considered an aish, however, it may be havara. How's that possible? Because it may need the starter needs an H to start it, but what then happens is a bunch of gases start moving around, the electrons start jumping around inside the glass, but I need the Havara in the first place to make that jump start. Per se, I'm not left with an H, but I was Mavir. That's the opposite of what things we're speaking about. Then well, this is no get to in terms of, we'll start Mir Tzitzim a little bit next week. I'm not going to do this in full, but in terms of one thing which will come out of this, how about if I am Mivashel? In terms of now Mivashel using various forms of electricity, is this considered an Eish or not? How does that going to affect an Eibishel? Now we'll turn to another Malacha. Hopefully we just finished Havara in terms of Inkinis and Light, but now we'll move on a little bit Mir Tzitzim to Bishel. Quick enough, not for as long as this.